Chapter 7 Plays, in relation to marketing mix. Introduction: where and how a product is distributed can determine its success or failure. For product to succeed, it must be ultimately delivered to the location where there are consumers that are interested in purchasing the product. This may or may not involve specific geographical locations of retail selling outlets. For example, delivering luxury items to stores that cater to upper class and wealthy people throughout the country involves specific geographical locations. However, selling such items with mail order catalogs, and/or through the internet, does not involve bulk shipments to a store. The product should be made available in all the localities where there are enough customers to make a profit. The important idea to keep in mind is to be certain that the product is presented to consumers that will most likely be interested in making a purchase. This can involve shipments to specific geographical locations, and/or advertisements focused on specified localities. However, it does not matter if this involves a physical place, a series of geographical locations, or cyberspace on the internet. The important idea is simply to target segments of consumers that are likely to be interested in purchasing the product by making the product available in all the right places. Distribution channels and related concepts. Methods of distribution include manufacturers directly to consumers, wholesalers to retailers to consumers, manufacturers to large retail outlets to consumers. Another important concept is the method of distribution to the consumer. This can involve a manufacturer selling large quantities of the product to wholesalers, who in turn sell it to appropriate retailers. However, another way of distributing products to the right place, where consumers are likely to make a purchase, is to sell directly to large retail outlets, such as department stores and chain stores. The internet and mail order methods of distribution can often be used to distribute goods directly from the manufacturer to the consumer. However, often the internet and mail order sales involve a large retailer, who purchases directly from the manufacturer. The internet as a means of distribution is useful for small business owners, and certain categories of individual service providers, as well as large businesses. The internet as a method of distributing products is potentially very useful for both small and large businesses. It is especially useful for distributing and selling products that are in a digital format, which can be downloaded from a website to any computer in the world. Products in this category include software, e-books, music, videos, and anything else that can be recorded in the digital format. The internet is also potentially useful for selling and distributing to certain types of services that involve the production of software, spreadsheets, documents, technical reports, and graphics. This includes services of computer programmers, engineers, mathematicians, writers, news reporters, graphic artists and photographers that work in a digital format. With all of these examples, the end result of the services can be transmitted through the internet by email, or by downloading from a website. Such material can also be returned to the service provider for modifications or corrections by the above methods. Transmitting any type of digital media through the internet is very inexpensive. Transmission by email is free. Placing material on a website for downloading is sometimes also free, and when there is a charge, it is usually a relatively small charge for a large amount of website's space. However, setting up a website can be expensive if you need professional assistance, but if you can do the work yourself, it is inexpensive. The internet is also a place where physical objects can be sold throughout the world. This involves taking orders for products through the internet. The products are generally paid for over the internet when the consumer enters a credit card number. The products are shipped to the consumer by mail, UPS, FedEx, or similar shipping providers. The disadvantage with selling physical objects through the internet is, of course, the shipping costs. In addition, the products must be carefully wrapped to prevent damage while shipping, but this applies to all the other distribution methods to varying degrees. An important concept to understand about the internet is it is not necessarily a form of mass communication, like television or radio. Many people simply do not understand this, and may mistakenly think that websites are a form of mass communication. That is, a website on the internet is in a certain sense similar to a telephone number. Everybody in the world can call the phone number. Obviously, this does not happen, unless the telephone number is extensively advertised worldwide, and a useful product is obtainable by calling the number. The same idea applies to a website. If a useful product is sold through the website, and large sums of money are invested in advertising, the website might in fact become a form of mass communication, with tens of thousands of visitors each month. This is likely to happen with large retail outlets that have established a positive reputation in the minds of millions of consumers. Shipping products. Shipping products to the right place. The shipment of products can be expensive. However, when a product is expensive and weighs very little, such as gold jewelry and diamonds, the transportation costs may not be very significant. With products in this category, the transportation cost is a relatively small percentage of the price of the product. However, just the opposite is the case with products that are relatively inexpensive and heavy and/or bulky. Some products in this category are fruits and vegetables, gasoline, crude oil, coal, and iron ore. With products in this category, it is necessary to use the most economical transportation methods that are feasible. This usually involves transportation by ships or freight trains. When necessary, trucks may be used, but they are generally more expensive than the above. Many consumer products are in between the two extremes mentioned above. For example, computers, books, clothing, are not very heavy, and they are generally moderate in price, relative to transportation costs. With products in this category, transportation costs can be a moderate, but significant, amount when compared to the price of the product. For example, a textbook that cost $50 might have a $5 shipping fee, which represents 10% of the cost of the product. A mathematical formula to evaluate shipping costs relative to the price of the product. A good way to evaluate shipping costs relative to the price of a product is with the following formula. In words, it is shipping cost divided by the price of the product multiplied by 100% equals the percentage of the price of the product for shipping. Some examples will illustrate how this formula can be used. Let us assume you have a $100,000 diamond that weighs a half a pound when wrapped in heavy protective wrapping, and to ship it with insurance it is $50. If we use the above formula, we obtain the following: 100% times $50 divided by 100,000 equals 0.05% of the selling price. The calculated result of 0.05% is a very small percentage of the cost of the product, the diamond. If we were shipping a desk that cost $100 and it cost $50 to ship, the calculations would be 100% times $50 divided by $100 equals 50% of the selling price. In this case, the shipping cost is 50% of the cost of the product, the desk, which is quite high. The important idea to understand here is that it is necessary to use the cheapest shipping methods with products that are inexpensive and heavy, and the safest shipping methods with products that are very expensive, such as diamonds,